Blog Talk Radio.
Napa Know How.
Right now, you can get a $20 prepaid Visa gift card by mail with the purchase of a Napa Legend Premium battery. Its durability and power make it the obvious choice for people who hate getting stranded by a dead car battery. So pretty much everyone. The Napa Legend Premium battery and $20 back. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care Centers. Limit two per household while supplies last. Offer ends 2/28/19.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Insight into Healing. My name is Alexa Servo-Didio, and I am your host. Thank you so much for tuning in this evening. Insight into Healing airs Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. You can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/insightintohealing. If you have any questions, show ideas, or would like to be a guest, please send an email to insightintohealing@gmail.com. Also, check out my book, Finding Your Peace Within the Chaos, on Amazon. Well, tonight I have such an incredible guest. On the line, I have Doris Collier. She was born in Las Vegas, Nevada. She was raised in Alabama until she was 11 years old and then moved to Orlando, Florida. Doris graduated from the University of Alabama at Birmingham, where she earned her degree in social psychology. She started her own company in 2005 called Magic Feet. Since there, her company has gone international. Doris has been published in a book called Christian Film Stars. She enjoys traveling, but her favorite pastime is spending time with her grand angels. Doris speaks at ladies' conferences on becoming everything you can be. She also speaks at safety business conferences with Fortune 500 companies. Doris is also an actress. She has been in several movies and just recently completed a movie with Amy Grant and Vince Gill. In February 2019, Doris will start a TV series. Doris currently lives in beautiful Tennessee with her husband, Nathan, who is a retired ER physician, who is the love of her life. Doris, welcome to Insight into Healing, and thank you so much for tuning in and joining us this evening.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
It's been just so wonderful, and I really wanted to get you on the show after reading your whole biography and how you've got started. And I'm so interested in all your different backgrounds and how you put them all together to become the successful woman that you are. How was it starting all of this and getting the motivation to do it?
Well, it was in 2005. I decided to, now that all my children are grown, that I would start a business. And my husband is a physician, so I knew if it wasn't successful, then that was fine because I didn't have to do it for an income. But actually, it took off. I started this, it's called Magic Feet, and we provide an ergonomic insole that goes inside of a shoe for men and women who work on concrete for long periods of time. So the first year, it was wonderful. The second year was even more wonderful. And the third year, my husband retired, and he actually travels with me now. And I've got reps in various states in our country, and they go into manufacturing facilities and provide these insoles for men and women who work on concrete.
And it's so impressive that you had an idea, you had a goal, and that you achieved it. I think it's great that, you know, it doesn't happen overnight, as you said. You know, it takes some years, but I think it's your dedication and your motivation. I think it's so important for my listeners that I always stress, don't give up, especially right
that's
away.
Right.
It takes a while with your own business. It takes a while to achieve your goals. It doesn't mean that's not what's in the cards for you. It is what you're supposed to be doing, but you just have to keep at it.
That's right. You know, I always tell my children when they were little, a winner never quits and a quitter never wins. And there were times that first year I just thought, you know, I don't have to do this. I'm just going to quit. But that was only for a split second. And then I would come back to what I wanted to do and thought I'm going to stay with it, because perseverance is really a beautiful thing to have. And so I did, and I stayed with it, and to the point that I was able to retire my husband from medicine, and now it's a very successful company where we not only sell these insoles, but we get to travel just internationally. We've been to Mexico with them. We've been to Canada, buy them from all over, and we just really enjoy the travel that goes with it.
Yes, so impressive. And it's very interesting, as you've also been publishing a book called Christian Film Stars, and as we heard, you're also an actress. How was that being published in that book, and what about that? What was it like for you?
Oh, it was really, of course, it was very sweet and nice for me and for my children and grandchildren to have a copy of the book. Basically, the book is several actors and actresses, and it's about two or three pages on each of their lives and how they got started and just their philosophy of life and what they believe and some of their convictions. And so it was very, very nice. And it was just a big surprise when I got a phone call and they said, hey, we would like to publish you in our book. And so that was really special.
Yes. And it's also so nice to know another actress who has a strong faith in God and is being able to work in this industry and also to move forward, because you've recently also just completed a movie with Aunt Amy Grant and Vince Gill. How was that for you?
It was great. You know, my producer, his name is Chip Rossetti, and Chip is all about doing films that make life, that enrich lives of others. You know, so many times people pay money to go to a movie, and then when you walk out, you're more depressed than when you walked in. And you think, gee, I just paid money to get more depressed. So Chip Rossetti is all about, his films are about real life situations. Life isn't perfect. Life can be hard, but you don't quit. You just keep on keeping on. And every day of your life is a new day. And you just wake up and say, okay, God, what do you have in the cards for me today? What can I do to make other people happy? Because so many people think life's all about them, and it's not. It's about others. Who can I serve today? Who can I help today? And when you do that, the gratification is just amazing that comes back.
And
so
I think
the movie with them was great.
Audience, yes, audiences really relate to these type of movies. Because as you said, sometimes you see a movie, you either come out more depressed or it doesn't strike a chord with you. And I find so many times doing these films or these shows, they really show true life scenarios and the struggles and the vulnerabilities that each of us face every day in life, but also being able to provide hope and inspiration, I think is so important.
Yes.
To encourage viewers to keep
Yes.
moving forward, to keep healing, and not to give up.
That's right. And, you know, words are powerful. People just, they don't realize just the impact. You know, you can slap someone on the arm and it might hurt, but that sting soon goes away. But those words have a tendency to want to linger. So I ask God every day, Lord, let my words be kind. Let me be gentle. Because you know what? People have been gentle with me and they've been kind to me. So I just choose to try every day to just put the words out that are encouraging and uplifting and not bitter and not angry. Because, you know, those people are just miserable. So instead of saying something negative, I try to think of something positive. And let me tell you this. Everyone wants to be on the mountaintop where everything is hunky-dory, no problems, everything is great. But guess what? Not a lot of things grow in the mountains. Where do things grow? They grow in the valley. And that's where a lot of times we are, in a valley where things seem down and sad and it's not going the way, life isn't treating us the way we thought it would. But guess what? You're growing. And I just ask God when I'm in those situations, Lord, what do you want me to learn right now? I feel really down. I feel like I'm in a valley. What can I learn? Is it patience? Is it to love others more? What can I learn? And that's when you grow the most.
I agree with you 100%. And I always promote on my show, we don't need criticism. There's so much criticism in the world that goes under the guise of construction criticism. I find, yes, you can give people advice to help them, but it's important about supporting people and watching your words and watching how you relate your message. Do you really, what do you want the other person to hear that you're saying? If you really, your intention is to heal them, to inspire them, to encourage them to grow, you have to take time in the words that come out of your mouth to be able to help people. And I find, you know, in this day and age, everybody just spews out whatever they feel or think and don't even realize the impact that they have on people, of someone who's behind the screen reading something and being verbally attacked or called names. It's just, people don't realize the impact of their words and their actions.
Yeah, there's a little saying, and I never allowed my children to say it growing up, and it was this: sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Now, that's really a big lie, because words do hurt. So that's something that parents should never let their children even entertain those kind of thoughts, because words are, you can use your mouth to uplift and encourage someone, or you can use that same tongue to bring them down and tell them what a sorry, useless person they are. And none of us are useless. None of us should have those kind of thoughts, because God created each of us with a very special gift, and He has a special purpose. And I think that a lot of people aren't finding that purpose because they don't know who He is. And the best place to know and how to get purpose in life is I look to the Creator of the universe, and I say, okay, God, You made me. You made every molecule in my body. You know every hair on my head. You know how many there are on my head. I'm just going to ask You, what do You want me to do in my life? How can I serve You? How can I serve our world and make it a better place? But you have to seek and ask. And if you do that, He always shows you.
Absolutely. I mean, I agree with everything you say, and I think it's so important to be able to open yourself up. And it's not easy. It's tough to be vulnerable. Mm. It's tough not to, especially if you want everything in your control and do it your way. It's tough to just take a step back, but it's so important so people can see the real picture, the real goal, what's going on in life. And I love that how you speak at a lot of these ladies' conferences, speaking about becoming everything you can be. How is that for you? What type of message do you feel that your audience needs to hear?
Oh, I think they need to hear words of life. You know, you turn your TV on or you go to some movies and you talk to people and you just get lower and lower and sadder and sadder. So in these conferences, I like to go in and just speak truth and speak life and give them, when they leave, let them have a sense of hope and encouragement. Yes, life is hard. I mean, I don't care how much money you make or how little money you make. I don't care how much education you have or how little education you have. This thing called life can be very difficult, but it isn't difficult every day. We have good days and we have bad days. So when I go to these conferences, I just really focus on, instead of looking at all the negative things around you, look at all the positive things. And I tell you, when I start to get a little down or sad, I just sit down with a piece of paper and a pen and I say, okay, I'm going to name 25 things right now that I'm grateful for. And they just start flowing. I thank You, God, for my health. Thank You, God, that I'm here in America and not some communist country. Thank You, God, that I'm a grandmother to these beautiful grand angels and that I can influence their lives. Thank You, God, that I'm a mother of three children. Thank You, God, that I have a husband that loves me. And I just start, you know, just enumerating those things. And after a while, guess what? That little sadness goes away. And I start focusing, because you know what? Garbage in, garbage out. And I remember someone saying, the preacher asked them, well, how are you doing today? And the lady said, well, under the circumstances, I guess. He said, stop. What in the world are you doing under those? Get on top of them. So instead of wallowing in and turning inward about, oh, poor, pitiful me, look what I'm going through, turn away from those thoughts and say, you know what? This is just a season in my life, and it's going to pass. And I'm not going to get down. I'm going to stay strong, and I'm going to focus on positive things, on how much I'm loved by my Creator and my family.
Yes. And I think that's such an important message for people to hear, because a lot of times people ask, you know, how do you get where you are? How do you stay, you know, get all these different things that you're doing? And it's not easy. I might make it look like it could be easy, but it's not. It's a struggle, and it's opening up and being vulnerable to God and to the world, and also going through the different day-to-day things, but also learning to live through the disappointment and finding the lesson, and also finding the hope and the inspiration, and also finding how can I take this situation that hurts me, that breaks my heart, to turn it around and help somebody else, help heal someone, help inspire someone. What can I do with it? And I find once you start really doing that, it inspires you to even find out more, how can I get through this? What could I do? Could you imagine I could help someone else who's in this position? And it's really wonderful because you and I have been planning for a while putting together a retreat, and I've definitely reached out to a few different churches. So I'm waiting to hear back from them. And if anyone is listening, I would love to host a retreat, a healing weekend, talking on all different topics and different issues. Please, you know, contact us at insightintohealing@gmail.com. We could put something together because I think it's so important to have these type of weekends, to have these events so people can learn and get the tools they need to move forward.
That's exactly right. I cannot agree more with you. So I do hope that if people are listening that they will invite us to do come to their location and do a weekend retreat. And I can guarantee you that you'll have lots of fun and you'll learn a lot about yourself. And, you know, I used to have these little things called self-pity parties. And I decided, Alexia, to just stop having them. You know why? Because it's the loneliest party you'll ever go to. No one goes to it but yourself. Mm-hmm. So I just decided no more self-pity parties. And when I start to get sad, I ask myself, now, Doris, what have you been thinking about for the last 10 minutes? Negative thoughts. Well, guess what happens when you do that? You become negative. You become sad. Garbage in, garbage out. So I real quick, like a remote control, I flip that channel in my brain and I start thinking positive thoughts. And it's called choice. We can choose our thoughts. So that's one of the things, the little keys that I use to help me get in a better mood. And also I've been reading that my daughter read it through last year, the Bible, and she's encouraged me to read the Bible through, and it's called 1 Year Through the Bible. And so every day, every morning when I get up, I read the Bible that's designated for that day. So on December 31st, I'll have read the whole book through. And I just know that that's one book that will change your life. It gives you hope. It gives you just a joy. And it's the only book that does that. Now, I read other books too, but I'm trying to read the Bible through. And another thing is to read a proverb a day, like today's date, you would read Proverbs 24. And then you would read Proverbs 25 and then Proverbs 26 that matches the day because there's 31 chapters. And I think God put 31 chapters in the book of Proverbs because he knew that some months would have 31 days. So it teaches you about life. It teaches you about business deals. It teaches you about the kind of friends to have, the kind of men not to marry, the kind of women not to marry. It's just a book of wisdom. And if there's one thing I would want to be known as, is a woman of great wisdom. And I know that the only way to get that is by reading that great book called the Bible.
Yes, yes. I start off every morning when I get up. I read a passage from the Bible, and every night before I go to bed, I read a passage. I find it's important to start my day off with God and end my day off with God. And also the different goals for the day through his readings, through his messages. And if you really sit and open yourself up to hear it, it's really amazing. Every time I read it, I said, how did God know how many years later that today on this day this would be able to strike a chord with me and have a complete relevance of what I'm talking about or what I'm going through today? So I find it so incredible and so empowering. But also, you also said something I always say, watch who you surround yourself with. You have to make sure your circle, your family circle, your friend circle, your work circle, your social circle, have healthy people. We all have issues. No one is perfect. But have people that are working on themselves, that have a faith in God, that are able to have the passion and want to be a better person. I think that's so important. What would you think?
Absolutely. In fact, one of my little sayings that I had with my children growing up, I had Jason, Greg, and Julie, two boys and a girl, and I would always tell them, show me your friends, and I'll show you your future. And that means good friends and bad friends. So you can take a bag of apples and put one rotten apple in that bag, and the next morning several of those apples are going to be rotten because of that one rotten apple. So I like to think of myself as surrounding my good friends as people that has good character, and that they want to do the right thing in life. Now, there are no perfect people except Jesus Christ. On the other hand, there are people that want to do the right and have integrity and live their life in a way that's pleasing to God and to others. Because, you know, this life isn't a dress rehearsal. This is it. So you want to live mm-hmm. every day to the fullest. This is it. So what kind of legacy do you want to leave? What do you want your children and your grandchildren and your husband and your aunts and uncles and all your cousins to say about you when they come to your funeral? You're planning your funeral every day by the way you live. And my grandmother, who was the greatest lady that's ever walked on planet Earth, I'm named after her, Doris Rebecca. She said to me many times, "Doris, always have a good attitude and live each day as if it's your last." When I was a little girl, I didn't understand what she meant by that. Live each day as if it's my last day. Now I do. And, you know, if we have that concept and keep that in awareness in our brain, we would not say or do some of the things that we would do. If you knew for a fact that this is the last day that you're going to walk on planet Earth, you would just, what would you do? Who would you go and talk to? Who would you make amends with? Would you say those hurtful things, or would you go and say positive things? So I try to remember that little beautiful nugget of truth that she told me. Always have a good attitude and always live each day as if it's your last day.
Yes, yes. And I think it's also to be able to keep those traditions, keep those morals, that integrity, those life lessons you were taught from when you were younger, those basic principles of love, of being a good human being, and trust your gut. If something doesn't feel right, listen to it. I know it's so hard sometimes, you know, speaking to my younger viewers and some of my older viewers, the crowd is all going one way and everything changes. This is the new acceptable thing to do, and this is the new acceptable. But when your gut goes, I don't think I was raised that way. I don't think I was taught that. Something in my gut doesn't feel right. Listen to that. I know it's hard not to go along with the crowd, and you can be attacked and shunned, but it's always important that you can look yourself in the mirror and know that you have good intentions and that you have a good heart and you're not a follower.
That's right. You want to be a leader and not a follower. And you want to be a good example to other people. And, you know, I just really don't want to think that I led someone to do a deed that was dark and that was regretful, and just want to be positive. And you know what? It starts with me. I have to be that person first. And the way to change, you don't change overnight. You know, you just don't. You don't get out of debt overnight. You didn't get in debt overnight. It's just one day at a time. And don't get discouraged. Don't get down. Just know that I'm right where I'm supposed to be. We travel a lot in my business, and sometimes we fly and sometimes we drive. Well, when we go and we're driving, every time, I don't care what city we're in, we get in a traffic jam. And it used to, I'd just sit there and just go, oh, gosh, look at the traffic. Oh, we're going to be here forever. And then I remembered someone telling me, Doris, you're exactly where God wants you to be. And I believe one day, Alexa, when we get to heaven, God's going to push that curtain back and say, hey, Doris, come here. Do you remember this traffic jam you sat in for 30 minutes and you were just whining about it? Oh, I just hate sitting in traffic. Well, guess what? Let me just show you what I protected you from. And there was an accident way ahead. So God was protecting me by holding me back in that holding spot in traffic. So I always tell myself now, okay, I'm in a traffic jam. I'm exactly where God wants me to be. I don't understand it, but I'm right here now, and I'm not going to complain about it, because complaining and whining about it is not going to change things. And that, like I said, you never know what He was protecting you from when you're in that traffic jam.
Absolutely. My mom always says, don't force anything. Don't push. If you're late or you're supposed to be here or you're supposed to be there and something happens, don't force it. It's God's way of protecting you. As I always say, rejection is God's protection. And I think it's really important. Really puts a different perspective on life and how you look at small little things that happen during the day and how you let them put this negative narrative through the rest of your day. If people could just watch it. I know it's hard to do. We all do it at some point. But it's first of all being able to catch yourself and saying, okay, it's a traffic jam. Okay, it's the wrong coffee mm-hmm. that the person gave me, or it's the wrong food I ordered, or something like that. These are the mm-hmm. small things 10 years down the road that aren't going to be life-changing. Well, before the end of the show, I wanted to talk about this most exciting thing. I know you can't give us all the details, but you're starting a new TV series. Tell me, how's that been?
Oh, it's going to be great. I've done movies, and remember, I've only done movies since, I guess it's been 7 years. When I was a little girl, people would always say to my mother, they would say, one day Doris is going to be a movie star. Well, when I was like 5 years old, I asked my mom, what is a movie star? And she said, oh, it's someone in movies. So when I became a senior in high school, I signed up for drama. And my mother said, why are you taking drama? I said, because I'm going to be a movie star. And she says, oh, no, darling, I know you've heard that all your life, but you can't. Hollywood's just not a very nice place for young ladies like you. Well, I trusted her judgment, and I didn't understand completely, but she said, go ahead and take drama, but you can't go into acting for your career. It's just not the way you were raised. So I took drama, but all my life I wondered, I remembered hearing that. And, you know, when you hear something enough, you believe it. Again, the power of words. So I wonder what it would have been like to be a movie star. Well, obviously, growing up, I didn't do any movies. I was a stay-at-home mom and raised my children and spent time with my husband and family. So God brought that beautiful dream back to me when I got older. Chip Rossetti found me on Facebook and said that I had the look that they were looking for a particular character in one of his movies. So this is the first time I've done a TV series, it was going to be February, but they've moved it to my episode will be shot in March. So I haven't done it yet. I'm learning my lines, and that's always fun. It's not as hard as you think it is, but it's challenging. So I'll let you know after we do it, just what that was like. So I've done movies, but this will be the first time I've done a TV series.
Well, I cannot wait to hear, and my listeners cannot wait to hear. Are there any links or websites my listeners can follow you or get updates on what you're doing?
Yes, I'm on Facebook under Doris Collier, Collier. I have a website, magicfeetinsouls.com. And then also I have an actress page on Facebook. Under Doris Collier, actress. So you'll be hearing about the Dream Motel, which is a TV series coming up. So you can follow all that on my Facebook also.
Wonderful. I can't wait to hear about all your updates. And we're about at the end of the show. I just wanted, what would you like my listeners, what would you like to leave them with? What final thought?
Final thought. Be kind. In a world when you can be anything, be kind. Don't let life jerk you around. Just be at peace and just look up. Sometimes God will put us flat on our back so we can look up. But just know that you are a beautiful, beautiful creation, and God's made you more wonderful than you'll ever know. And I just want you to know that whoever's listening to me, whatever problems you're going through, whatever sadness or heartache, there is an end, and that God loves you and he never leaves you. And if you wake up at 2:00 in the morning, talk to him. Because you know what? God never goes to sleep. Talk to him and tell him, I need help. I need you desperately. I need you as much on my good days as I do my bad days. And you know what? He's the best friend you'll ever have. And his name is Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Doris, again, thank you so much for coming on this evening. Cannot wait to find out more about your updates. And everyone, thank you so much for tuning in. Also, if you'd like to send any questions, please send an email to insightintohealing@gmail.com. Everyone, again, thank you so much for tuning in. Have a good night, and God bless.